What are you doing here? Hey, it's good to see you and all, really, but I am so busy right now. No, you don't need to help. Okay, but just for a couple minutes. Sorry, I just wasn't expecting you. I could have carved out some time if... True. I guess showing up was your only option. Look, I'm sorry if it seems like I've been avoiding you. It's just that... Wow. Are you a mind reader? My experience with men is that they're usually completely oblivious. You're different. You did nail it. I've been stressed. The holidays used to be so enjoyable for me, but these past couple years have been tough. I couldn't get the kids any of the stuff that they wanted, just some small, inexpensive stuff. We're probably gonna get fast food tomorrow because I just don't have the energy or the money to... What are you getting from your car? Alright, I'll wait here. What is all that? There's more in your car that you have to go get? Oh my god. So tell me about all this. Holy shit. That's a lot of presents. You did not have to do that. Wait, what are you going to put in the fridge? Christmas dinner? Hey, this is really overwhelming. My kids have never even met you, and this is not how I imagined that happening. I don't want my daughters to think that they need a man to swoop in and rescue them. I cannot take credit for this. They'll never believe it. I don't think so. Sophia might be a little too old to believe it's Christmas magic. And I don't think the kids will believe that you're Santa. You seriously did all this, and you weren't planning on even being here on Christmas? There's no ulterior motive. I'm sorry for being skeptical. It's just, this is not something that I would ever expect a guy to do. You are such a wonderful and sweet man, and I really appreciate all this, but I hope you have the receipts, because I can't accept it. My mind is not going to change because you're handing me a gift. What is it? No, I'm not good with surprises, as tonight has clearly illustrated. Okay, I'll open it. How did you know? I have wanted this since I was a kid. You remembered that? When did I even tell you that? Our first date. Well, you are an amazing listener. This is the best gift that I've ever been given. I don't think that I can even adequately express how much this means to me. How did you even get the book? I've looked high and low for it, and I was beginning to think that it was just a figment of my imagination. I couldn't find any mention of it online, and when I checked at that same library again, it wasn't even in the system anymore. Right, it's by Marcia Hauser, but I tried looking up that name and I couldn't even find any books by her. Okay, let me see. Dear Ava, I hope this brings you the fondest of memories and rekindles that special magic of childhood. Kindest regards, Marcia Hauser. What? I didn't know that anyone self-published back then. It makes sense then that she would give a copy to the library since she lives near there. And I cannot believe that you managed to track her down. Get over here. I love you. I love you so much. Are you even real? Are you sure that you're not Santa? Hold on. I need to go upstairs for a couple minutes, but I'll be right back. Just stay here. Patience! You'll find out in a moment what the blankets and pillows are for. There we go. I have a gift for you too. Well, what's under the tree? That's right. I am. How about you unwrap your present by removing my robe? After all, it's lace and it leaves so little to the imagination anyway. You're not done unwrapping yet. Unless you want to leave the bra, garter, and stockings on. Good choice. Remove the bra and leave the rest on. At least I didn't wear any underwear. Ooh, look at all these comfy blankets and pillows laid out so nicely under the tree. How convenient. Come lie down with me. Let's get these off of you, huh? Got to unwrap my present too. Well, my other present. Thank you. You are the best man ever. Mm. You know, all you really had to do, instead of going through all this trouble, was just put a ribbon around your cock. Speaking of which, I think I'm gonna go visit that friend right now. This is all you really had to give me. Nice lollipop. Just joking. I'm keeping everything you gave me. Don't take it back. I am so lucky to have you. You're amazing. No, don't come yet. I think tonight you should come inside of me. I know we haven't done that yet, but I'm on the pill, so what's the harm, right? Come here. Come lay on top of me. Thank you again for the best night ever. I like it more without condoms. Seriously, I'm so lucky to have you. I want to be one with you. I need you so bad. In every way. Yeah, I'm gonna too. I'll do it with you, okay? Okay, I'm about to. Oh God, yeah, I am coming. Oh, but, oh. everything, for the best night ever, everything. You really are real. Just making sure. So, I was thinking, how would you like to stop by and meet the kids tomorrow? Really? I would love for them to finally meet you. And they're gonna love you. Good. In the afternoon, okay? I wish that you could be here tomorrow morning when they see all the presents under the tree and their glee when they open them. Yeah. Tonight's not the best night to have our first sleepover. But I would like for you to sleep over soon, once you've met the kids. Next weekend sounds perfect.